here's a story from The World.
Sometimes a gift has a way of unexpectedly circling back to the giver, like a seed that blossoms decades later. That's how Sandra Nathan describes a recent surprise she received. Nathan is a retired civil rights and labor lawyer in Steventown, New York. The story of her unexpected gift begins in Chuncheon, which in the 60s was a war-ravaged city in South Korea. Nathan traveled there in 1966 as a 21-year-old Peace Corps volunteer teaching English to high school students.
There were about 65 girls in the classroom, as there were in almost every class I taught. And there was one charcoal stove. And as the weather turned, it became increasingly cold in the classrooms. One day, I do remember several large rats running across the floor.
Today, Korea is an industrialized nation. They build cars and appliances, an economy that is light years ahead of what you experienced probably in the 60s. It was probably closer then to North Korea today.
Absolutely. The South Koreans, many of them were very poor, did not really have adequate clothing, and there were people who were starving.
Sandra, what do you remember about your students that you taught and how they dealt with the poverty all around you?
There was a young woman who seemed to be trying very hard to learn English, who was frequently absent and about whom I was quite concerned. And we did not live far from a U.S. military base, and I took her there to get medical attention to see what the problem was. It turned out she had parasites, but because the food that the Koreans were eating, or some Koreans were eating at the time, also had parasites, there was really not much the doctor could do. But in gratitude, this young student's mother brought me some, they were warm eggs with little feathers still attached to them. And I knew that my student and her mother could probably have used those eggs, but they gave them to me. And really, it brought me close to tears.
So let's move five decades to the present. You got a message recently asking if you'd like to receive a package from South Korea. What went through your mind when you got that message?
The message did say it was from the Korean government, and it was offering masks and other types of protection against COVID-19. And I guess I'm, you know, kind of cynical, especially after these last years in this country where we've been so divided and there's been a lot of ugliness. And I thought it was probably, you know, a good public relations opportunity for Korea since it had dealt so well in responding to the COVID epidemic. But when I brought the box into my home, it was just delivered by regular mail. I felt myself getting all teary, and I did not want to open the box because it was special in some way, and I was afraid that that special feeling would go away when I opened it.
All right, so eventually you opened it though, right?
Yes, I did. It took almost a week to open it. What the sense I had was that there was tremendous gratitude for some things that I had done 50 years earlier, which I had not myself even thought about recently, and that there was a sense of responsibility for me coming from Korea, that we're all interconnected in the world, and Korea decided that it could help other people since it had been doing well, relatively well with COVID. And that's what it did. It just reached out, and I felt taken care of. And I do think that the Korean culture is truly amazing in terms of its deep sense of gratitude and generosity. And that sense is not really limited so much by time as something like that might be in our own culture.
And today, South Korea is one of the world's richest countries. It's also offering the world something of a model for how to deal with COVID-19, and it's sending these COVID survival boxes to more than 500 former Peace Corps volunteers. Why do you think South Korea's government is doing this?
I'm not sure how to describe it, except in contrast to our own culture, where people are generous, but our connections with people seem to be more limited to transactions, if you will, to time, to what am I going to get for what I'm giving you.
Sandra, I just want to end with a Korean folk song that you said really brings you back to that time in your life and your years teaching in South Korea. The song is still beloved, actually, in both Koreas today. It's called "Arirang." Sandra, what is this song still saying to you, as well as so many Koreans through the decades? What do you feel when you hear this?
I think it's a very haunting tune. And it reminds me really of the natural beauty of Korea. Kind of the pine trees and the rugged mountains that exist in the north of South Korea. And it's a picture I have in my mind.
Sounds like it's a pretty good picture, a memorable one.
Yes.
Sandra Nathan is a retired civil rights and labor lawyer who lives in Steventown, New York. She's been telling us about the COVID-19 survival box she received from the South Korean government, a thank you gift for serving in the Peace Corps more than 5 decades ago. Sandra, great to meet you. Thank you for telling us your story.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for inviting me to.
From PRX.